Kreider is the CEO of PI CPA. She is a CPA. She is an MBA, a leader in the business community, amongst many other things. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me. George.
I'm excited to have you on.
Not enough coffee this morning. So.
It's never enough. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, I'm a CPA. You know, let's start with outside of work, the really fun stuff. I'm the mom of two young kids. So that keeps my husband and I pretty busy. You know, the two kids, the two cats, the two dogs, I feel like my house is chaos some days, but it's a fantastic way to focus on things outside of work and, stay grounded to what really matters. In terms of my day job, I have the honor and privilege of being the CEO of the Pennsylvania Institute of CPAs. So we represent about 20,000 CPAs and professionals across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And that includes students. So we start sort of all the way in that middle school, high school range, making students aware of what a career in accounting can do for them, all the way through that college journey and becoming licensed as a CPA. And then we do a lot of work with CPAs that are in practice in their careers, helping them to be more successful, find opportunities, solve problems, and things like that. So I was in public accounting for a long time. I practiced as a CPA, and it's really incredible to take that experience and be able to now work on behalf of a profession across PA, but also nationally.
Well, I appreciate that. What's the significance of two? It just makes sense. Two parents, two kids, two cats, two dogs.
You know, there was no magic to it. It's just kind of where things landed, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Awesome. So what is the state of the business?
Yeah, so there is so much going on in the CPA profession. I think that while there are certainly a lot of challenges, there has never been more opportunity for a student considering a career as a CPA, and likewise, never been more opportunity for somebody that's already in the career. Technology is changing the way we do our work at a really rapid pace and allowing CPAs to get to the really interesting work because technology is kind of taking all of that day-to-day stuff when I started my career that was maybe not so fun. At the same time, clients rely on CPAs for trust and growth and opportunity. And, you know, the needs of clients are complicated and complex and diverse. And client service has never been more interesting than it has today. So you put all that stuff together, really cool work serving clients, really cool ability to use technology. There's a really strong value proposition for a career as a CPA. Like many professions, we're facing challenges in attracting and retaining talent into our profession. And so a lot of the work I get to do day to day is talking to folks about what this career is so interesting and engaging and impactful.
On a continuum of this stuff that you had to do when you started in your career that I dislike immensely, and then on this end is the stuff I really love. What are some examples of those things? Because I guess Sure. It's not necessarily obvious what CPAs do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was in college in Philadelphia studying to be an accountant and started interning at an accounting firm like many people do. And it's really fantastic experience to kind of get in there and really see if you like it. And I think back to my first internship and while I had a fantastic career at my firm, a lot of my first internship was standing at the photocopier making photocopies or, you know, back in those days, we still had to add up numbers to make sure that the total was correct. Or, you know, I remember doing inventory observations where I would go out to a factory and my job would be to like count the widgets. All of those were important learning steps for me, but perhaps not the most interesting. Each of those is either completely obsolete now, or in the case of that inventory observation, between drones and AI technology, totally revolutionized. So those are some of the things when I started my career that have been completely replaced. When I walk into accounting firms today and see what CPAs are doing, they are using that AI technology to go send a drone around a warehouse, taking photos, and then that technology within the photo can say, okay, here's how many widgets are there. No more digging through dusty boxes, kind of climbing over things. So CPAs get to be that trusted strategic advisor.
And so the really fun, interesting work, it is being more strategic. Is that being more having a seat at the table for planning, stuff like that?
Absolutely. You know, in a career as a CPA, you can apply those skills in lots of different ways, right? So if you want to be an entrepreneur, it's a great skill set. If you want to help families navigate complicated financial decisions, it's a great skill set. If you want to go work in the capital markets on Wall Street, it's a great skill set. There's a whole continuum there that really the accounting and finance broadly profession serves. So you can apply it in lots of different ways, but the common thread is that no matter which application you choose, CPAs power trust, growth, and opportunity. And so you get to use that skill set to help grow a business or provide trust in the capital markets. And by the way, you can change your mind, right? If you decide to start serving capital markets on Wall Street, super transferable skill set. If one day you want to be an entrepreneur, go make an impact in your community and start your own business.
What has changed from the perspective of, do you find that interest from a generational perspective is different in the profession, or what's different from when you started, aside from obviously the technology you've been talking about?
Yeah, I think that the generations that are evaluating the choice to enter college are evaluating that really differently. And that is not specific to accounting and finance. I think all of the professions are experiencing that. And we're seeing that play out in college enrollment numbers. So rightly so, these students are sort of evaluating the cost benefit. Now, to become licensed as a CPA right now, you need 150 hours of education, which is most often a year beyond a bachelor's degree. And so students are looking at that and they're doing the math, right? Like imagine that. Potential accountants are doing the math and they're saying, all right, I'm going to go to school for 5 years. That's an extra year of tuition costs, but also a year of foregone wages where I'm not in the workforce. And so they're evaluating that really critically. At PICPA, we did some research a couple of months ago, and we were talking to high school students about what would make you choose a career as a CPA or what would discourage you. And it really revealed to us that it's the return on time invested that is that key metric for them, which I think is such an opportunity because that's a great mindset for a CPA, right? Or an accounting and finance professional. And so then for those of us in the profession, firm leaders, company leaders that want to attract talent, they've got to think about the return on time invested in the same way as they do every other part of their business, because those students will only make the choice to major in accounting and become licensed as a CPA when there's enough return there at the end. If we're going to ask them to invest a higher level of time, the wages have to go up. We have lagged a little bit compared to other professions. So a lot of the work we do at PICPA and across the country is talking with firm leaders about sort of building that culture and making accounting firms a place people want to start their careers and then build their careers.
Which makes a lot of sense. And I'm trying to think back to when I was a high school student looking at college, and what is it? Is there a personality type that makes somebody drawn to being a CPA? It's family experience and knowing somebody who is in the field? Or are there just people out there who wake up when they're kids and say, I'm going to be a CPA when I grow up?
Well, I'm sure somebody wakes up and thinks they want to be a CPA, but most often that's not the case, right? I did not have those role models. I did not know what a CPA was when I was in high school, just using myself as the example. Most often the data shows it is either knowing somebody, a family member, a friend that's a CPA, or in high school or college, developing that understanding. So in our research, I think about 2/3 of high school students these days are entering college already knowing what they want to do. So while maybe my generation was not that often entering college knowing what they wanted to do, the generations today very much have that mindset, because many professions are going into the high school talking about career awareness, career fairs, things like that. So it's an incredible opportunity because there's a really strong story for CPAs to tell. But we've got to explain to high school students, you can have incredible financial security, make a really great impact, and have an interesting, rewarding career. The most important message is it is not math. It is not sitting in a cubicle by yourself. The most important skill set for a potential CPA is collaboration, communication, problem solving, critical thinking.
All things which are incredibly attractive. And, you know, I'm fascinated that 2/3 of kids entering college have a good idea of what they actually want to do. Good for them. I think that that's evidence that it's probably a much more thoughtful generation than yours and mine, Jennifer. It's the challenge and the opportunity to make position being a CPA. I don't want to say cool, but I kind of want to say cool.
Dare we say cool? It is cool. It is cool. At least in my own personal experience, I've gotten to meet and work with some of the most interesting people that I ever could have imagined. I've gotten to travel the world. I've gotten to help businesses grow. That all sounds pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly the idea or the fact of you're somebody who's going to help really companies that are potentially changing the world, increase trust, growth, and opportunity versus doing math and being alone in a cubicle somewhere wearing a short sleeve business shirt. That doesn't sound very, very attractive at all. So,
exactly. It has almost nothing to do with any of that.
I'm so fond of the fact that how you look at something makes all the difference, and your perspective on the work that you're doing. I think that we can find purpose in most everything that we do. But do you think that that's potentially why has your industry not done a good job of that? And now you're trying to make that shift and connect those dots?
I think you're absolutely right, George. The industry has not done a good job of that. For a long time, it was sort of looked at like a club, and you were really lucky to get into the club and be a CPA. And while that's true, you are really lucky to be in the club and be a CPA because that credential has so much trust in the business world. It's come, I think, a little bit at the expense of access. And so I am really interested to think about how does the profession shift that to provide access to more people while maintaining the rigor that's required of the credential, because, you know, CPAs have certain things they can do in the capital markets that nobody else can, the protected services of audit and things like that. So we've got to maintain rigor, but we've got to provide access. And for accounting firms, that's where many CPAs start their career, not all, but many. Really, that gets into a lot of business model issues and retention issues. In the past, the profession was known for working 80-hour weeks, you know, throughout the year. If you go back to that return on time invested metric that students are looking at so closely, they're sort of looking at it and saying, why would I want to work 80 hours a week when I can go get a job in finance or data analytics or technology, make the same starting salary or higher, and work 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week? We have been helping firms make those shifts to say, okay, forget about that traditional pyramid structure of an accounting firm where a ton of people get hired in at the bottom, expecting that you're going to work them really hard. And they're, you know, those that can work their way up then 20 years down the road, get to those really significant financial rewards of partner, throw all that out the window because that doesn't work anymore. How do we rethink this model so that people coming in have really reasonable expectations in terms of workload and are compensated fairly and perhaps get to share in the growth of the firm and ownership earlier career? All of those things go a long way to sort of changing that dynamic in our profession.
So when you're having conversations with really well-established firms. They're nodding their head like, yeah, all this makes sense, but sounds easy, does hard, I am sure. Who's going to go first? Somebody's got to go first, right? To make
That's
this shift.
That's right. It's interesting. I get a range of reactions in these conversations. The last 3 or 4 years for accounting firms have been the most profitable ever. So it's very easy for a firm leader or a firm partner group to hear me say those things and look at me and say, we're making more money than ever. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm increasingly seeing firms take a longer term view, recognizing sort of the shifts that have happened in the workplace. So more and more, I'm seeing firms change those business models. I don't know that there's a single firm that is way out there ahead as the leader, but I'm seeing firms pick up bits and pieces of these thoughts. And I'm seeing them enjoy really different retention percentages and employee satisfaction as a result.
It strikes me that medical field is going through something similar to this. I assume that that law firms are going through something where residency today is probably way different than residency was 30 years ago. And I imagine that law firms are very similar to CPA firms in what you've been describing.
That's true. All of the professions are experiencing this to some extent. Just as we sort of redefine what it means to be a professional, the economics just tend to be very different. When you look at the starting salary of a CPA compared to an attorney, they're just quite far apart. And so I think the CPA profession is maybe a little bit more acutely impacted in that way.
Got it. Okay. So what has been, as you are going into high schools and helping to develop internship opportunities, do you feel like the message is getting through to younger people?
I do. I really do feel like that message is getting through. As I'm talking to high school students today, that idea of making an impact to help a business really resonates with them. And they want to know more, and they want to get into a firm and get an internship and see what that looks and feels like. So I'm incredibly encouraged. Like I said earlier in our conversation, there are definitely challenges here in terms of changing the firm business model to retain talent. But there's so much opportunity in that because I think it allows firms to build for the future. And those high school students are the future. One of the things that I often will talk to high school students about is firm leaders know they need to change. They may not have all the answers on what to do, but in that lies this immense opportunity for high school and college students entering the workforce. Because I say to them, you're going to have the opportunity to build the culture you want. You're entering the workforce right now at a time where many firm leaders recognize the need to change and are open to it and really want to hear what high school students and college students have to say. What do they want? I think there's an openness that I probably haven't seen before this point in my career.
I think that that's really exciting. I love it. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.picpa.org. I'm also on LinkedIn and would love to see people online. If we can be a resource, don't hesitate to reach out. George, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Jen your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to PICPA.org. Check out everything that Jen and the profession are working to accomplish. You can find her on LinkedIn as well. And I will link all of those in the notes. Thanks again, Jen.
Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.